My mom can now text. Just last week, we got her a smartphone. And one of the things the funniest things I have ever done was watch her use the voice recording feature. It was hilarious. The point is that regardless of your age, technology is a huge part of our lives. You just can't ignore it anymore. So it makes sense to consider our digital life when making an estate plan. Sharon Hartung is the author of a new book called Your Digital Undertaker, Exploring Death in the Digital Age in Canada. She joins us now from Vancouver, British Columbia. Hello there.
Hi, Bruce.
Now, I make light of it on the open because I think this is so important for us all to be thinking about. But this was the beginning of your story was not a positive one. You came to the door and the RCMP was there and you received some very, very difficult news. What did you realize? When did you realize that there were things that you learned as a part of your process that would be helpful for others?
Yes. Certainly that day my life changed. I didn't realize my career was going to change at the same time. But when I worked through her estate, I really started to realize that we haven't figured out how to talk about death. I didn't know what her final wishes were.
This was your mother.
Yes, yeah. My mother didn't realize what her final wishes were. And in fact, it was complicated because she didn't have a will, but it became more complicated because I didn't realize, and she didn't realize for that matter, all the things that had to be done as part of estate administration.
You call this Building Your Death Project in the Digital Age. On the one hand, super morbid. On the other hand, like, yeah, it's a project. It's like building a new deck.
Yeah, if by using project terminology, and for the last 25 years, many of us in our roles at work have used project terminology, maybe it will be a little easier to talk about being a project versus all the other things that are not so less scary.
There are five elements on your checklist here. I want you to give me a sentence on each of them as I go through them. So what do you mean by scope?
Scope is, what are your wishes? What would you like to see done with your assets, your property, or what would you like to see done in terms of your memorialization?
Options and trade-offs.
Those are the different choices that are available, even if you have something in mind. Do you want to be buried or cremated, for example, in terms of the options?
Preferences and costs.
Those choices that you pick are going to have a cost implication to them. But the interesting thing is if you pre-plan in advance, it will save significant money for your loved ones, mm-hmm. and it will save them having to make those difficult decisions when they should be celebrating your life and grieving.
Risks.
Risks are the things, if you left undone, that could undermine your wishes. For example, in our digital lives, if you don't leave information about what you own, it might be difficult to find, and therefore it's impossible for the executor to execute on your wishes.
And the last one, from my eye, seems to be the toughest, communication.
Yes, and you've said this yourself, Bruce, if money is scary, you can imagine a conversation about death is a non-starter, but it's really important that people have a conversation with their loved ones about their wishes and obviously for their executor who will have to make the things that they want done happen.
You talk about leaving the digital keys to your kingdom. I assume leaving them somewhere where people can find them. What are some examples of the digital keys?
First and foremost, the digital keys are even letting somebody know that you have something like an email account or social media account and you have wishes about those. People do use different names on their Facebook account or maybe they have some wishes that they want to be memorialized on their Facebook account. When you walk into someone's home office, it's not going to be obvious that they have a Facebook account. So the first part of your digital keys is actually letting somebody know that you have those things and you'd like something done with them.
There are two parties in the estate planning world. There's the person who's drafting the will, and then there's the executor who's going to need to follow through on the wishes expressed there. What advice would you have for executors in terms of questions they should be asking, given what has changed in this digital age?
That's really important now in the digital age because in the past, if you think of your home office in 1980, you would walk in and you might have left some paperwork, such as a bank statement. In today's home office, you walk in and there's a computer and that is probably locked with a password. And so your executor doesn't even know where to start in terms of gathering information about your assets. obviously, first and foremost, their most important thing to do is to arrange your funeral. They'd also need to know if you've made any pre-planning arrangements, because those things won't be evident.
One of the things that my mom did under protest was allow me to help migrate her passwords from a yellow manila folder, the exterior of the manila folder, to a password manager, to LastPass. How do people, how do executors or even just kids ensure that passwords are accessible, or at least you know what accounts your family member has?
Yeah, this is a very difficult area. And in fact, I encourage people to pre-plan, assuming there are no passwords, because it's going to get more difficult with the way that passwords are being constructed. So in fact, I recommend that people think about the top three things in their lives that are most important to them that are digital. Some people may see Facebook or the Pinterest account is pretty important. It's important to talk about those three things and make provisions for those three things. Now, in fact, I've mentioned Facebook several times, but they're one of the companies that has some pre-planning options. So you can go in and identify somebody called a legacy contact that can have control of your account. It doesn't even require you to have a password.
Really? Certainly, is this on the site currently?
It's currently on the site. It's called Legacy Contact. You can identify somebody that will have control of your account after you pass, and you can also make a choice of whether you'd like your account shut down or memorialized.
Interesting. What does it mean to have it memorialized?
Memorialized means that your Facebook profile still lives on, but it allows people to pass messages and share together as a community in grieving your death.
Wow.
Online.
Sharon, I appreciate your insight on this.
Thank you so much, Bruce. I'm glad you asked, because this is an important topic for today's executors and people creating wills.
Sharon Hartung is the author of Your Digital Undertaker, Exploring Death in the Digital Age in Canada.